David Gray, The Sapling, which is kind of agricultural to a degree, and I'm glad because now we are definitely going into a territory that is predominantly agricultural, and it's all to do with wine. Wine of the Week, brought to you proudly by Tops and Lifestyle, and our man Eamon. Eamon is back. He's the man that knows more about wine than is is good for you, really. Oh, no, it's he knows enough about wine to make it good for you. And welcome to you again, Eamon. It's been
thanks,
a while.
Dave. Thanks, Dave. It's good to be here.
Today we're talking about a wine that comes from the garden route.
That's correct, Dave. Yeah, quite unusual, but that farm has been there since the early 70s. I think it goes back to 1972, Dave.
And this farm is Jakkals Vlei.
Jakkals Vlei.
Jakkals Vlei, family-owned winery in the garden routes close to the rural village of Herbertsdale, next to the Langeberg Mountains. It sounds romantic. The farmer is, the farm has been, land has been farmed by the Jonker family since 1972, which is relatively new that they're, in terms of history of that particular area, they
yes,
must have been.
Normally.
Yeah, I presume the original farm was founded before then.
Probably, Dave, but I've no history on that part of it yet. Not like the farms that you get in Stellenbosch and Paarl, where they were handed over by the former governor of the Cape back many, many years back in the late 16th, 17th century.
Yeah, so there's a heritage there.
There's a heritage there. But
so this might be a fairly new vineyard then.
They're fairly new. They're there since 72. The Jonker family, they're there. The grandson, which is Yankee or Jaunty. It's a real, I struggle sometimes with these Afrikaans names, Jaunty Jonker, and now the winemaker is Louis van der Riet, who's been there quite a while now. And Jakkals Vlei, which is the name that they've given to the farm, as you say, where it is close to the Langeberg Mountain, so it gets its name from the wildlife that's around the area. So you're going to see, if you're there, jackals and foxes and a lot of wildlife there on the foot on the slopes of the mountain in that particular area there.
Okay, so that would explain the logo, which is definitely a jackals, a jackal
label as well,
on the
yes.
run. Yeah. The it's a very
basic, very clean label that they've came up with. And with the jackal on the front of it, it really highlights what it is. And then this is the entry-level wines that they do, but they also do a premium, which are called, under the label, the Lord Jackal.
Well, I was looking at the notes that you've supplied me with, and I dare not actually announce it because I have been known to get these things wrong. But it does look like the price point of this particular wine is exceptionally good. But before we even go there, why don't we do this like I'm going to suggest we do? Maybe just knock off the top, do a little sabrage, let's pour a splash, and once we've been able to get our tongues around that, we'll be back, dear listener, to give you a verdict, and we'll let you know what it's like, whether you should pop along to Tops at Lifestyle and grab it, or maybe give it a big swerve. That'll be coming up next.
In the middle of the night, I may watch you go. There'll be no value in the strength of walls that I've grown. There'll be no comfort in the shade of the shadows thrown. But I'd be yours, you'd be mine. Stretch out my life and pick the seams out, take what you like, but close my ears and eyes. Watch me stumble over and over. I had done wrong. You built your tower. Love the one you
Mumford and Sons dropping into the background there. Lovers of the light. And I think they would actually love this bottle of Sauvignon Blanc from Jacques Flay. It is what is described as clear, crisp, translucent in color with a light green golden hue. The bouquet, in other words, the aroma, is beautiful, fresh green pepper and cut grass. Opens to a passion fruit and guava fruit salad nose with hints of lime and fynbos. Now, all of that might sound poetic, but once you have a glass in front of you and you breathe it in, it is there in definite measure. Now, look, it could be psychosomatic and autosuggestion and all of that, but I'm prepared to go with it because I can definitely detect all of those and more. Now, the taste, they talk about fresh tropical fruit and green pepper on the palate with well-balanced crisp acidity that ends to a lingering mineral chalky finish. Now, don't let that put you off because it sounds like it could end with a bit of a bitter taste, bitterness or bitong, you get. But no, it's delicious.
It is. It's actually quite nice. The acidity is very good. It's not too much in it. It's just, I think, about right. It's got a nice long finish, but then it's there and then it's gone. You just want to pour another glass.
I tell you what I like about it particularly. This is what I would describe as an honest wine. It's not masquerading as anything.
No.
It's telling you that this is a drinkable. It's what my late friend Derek Taylor would call a great quaffable wine.
Yes, definitely.
And you know, you don't have to pair this with a particular meal or anything. It'd be nice to. I would imagine it would go very well with all those summer dishes that one talks about from time to time. It's not a heavy wine. I don't think it would go with a heavy meal, but I think it would enhance any kind of a light summer repast, a salad,
pasta. Salad, fish.
But you absolutely seafood. But I think you could just literally enjoy a bottle or two of an evening or a late afternoon, or if it's really going to be a smoking hot day, keep it crisp and cold. Bring it out with the dew rolling off the glass. And this will be your tool, and particularly at the price that we're going to be telling you about now.
Yeah, it's very good. I think it's an extremely good price. We retail it out at 109, so it's 110 rand, basically, a bottle, Dave.
Oh, there you go.
For what it is, it's very good. For the Sauvignon Blanc that it is, I think it's worth every cent.
Cheaper than petrol.
Well, it's more, yeah. Well, going that direction, yeah. We're nearly getting to that stage at the moment.
Well, we're not going to go there. But it absolutely is a good wine. And I'm sure if we stick to the plan and the scheme of things, you'll be offering this as a taster on the weekend?
Yes, Dave, yeah. Saturday, Sunday, 12 to 2 on both days. You'll be able to come taste it inside in the store and then make your own decision on what you think.
Now, my feeling is that this is a lovely, easy, drinkable wine right now.
They make...
At the price point that you're talking, it's a wine that people might want to almost disregard as maybe a, you know, cheapish plonk, but it isn't that at all.
It's very well made.
It's absolutely holds together. Will this improve if you lay it down a bit?
I would maybe look at maybe 2-3 years, Dave. 2-3 years time, I think that'll be enough for this particular wine. Maybe longer, I don't know, but for me personally, my recommendation would be 2 years.
So
2 years from the vintage, what it is, 2-3 years.
And it'll bring out
it'll develop more optimum in it.
Well, at that kind of price, you can buy up a couple of cases, put them in your cellar, and forget about them for 2 years.
Yeah,
well,
that'd be
a pleasant surprise waiting for you. Not only because the taste and flavor will have developed so magnificently, but also because of the way things are going. You'll be able to sell them and double your money.
Well, that's it. Well, you got price increase on the coming through on the 4th of March. You know, we had the budget yesterday, but then a lot of price increases on all alcohol, all across the board.
Yeah.
But it's wine.
Wine wasn't too bad. It was only something like, I don't know.
It wasn't a couple of percent, 2-3%, but that's with the budget. But then you got the farms then who's going to put their...
Okay.
They've got to put their markups. They've got to put their... their prices up now.
So everything is going to go north, and if you're canny, you'll get in now before those prices have been affected. And you'll not only be investing and saving a little money, you'll be investing in the future enjoyment of a lovely bottle of wine that hasn't burnt a massive hole in your pocket. So there it is, wine of the week. And anything else happening at Tops?
Yeah, Dave, we've got our Mum, our GH Mum Champagne competition. It's not really a competition, it's basically a giveaway that's happening in the store at the moment. So you buy any bottle of Mum champagne, and you will give you a voucher for 500 Rand, a 500 Rand spa voucher, not spa, a spa voucher for Mangwani Spa to the value of 500 Rand. So you get 500 Rand worth of spa treatment when you buy any bottle of Mum champagne in
the store.
That's
actually a lovely promotion. I think it's if you enjoy a little pamper, our friends at Mangwani Spa will be able to no doubt give you the goods and turn your life around. And ultimately, if you are enjoying your bottle of Mum at the same time,
it'll be totally different altogether.
Life the Belito way, darling.
That's it. That's the Belito way. That's the way we want it.
Absolutely.
That's the way we want it.
And is that where we ended for today?
That's what we've got for today, Dave. Next week will be something different. And then down the line, we got our first sources will be coming next month in March. We've got a good one coming up in March. And then our wine evenings will be starting in April, which is going to be very exclusive because we're going to have a winemaker present. And some very good winemakers we've got lined up for the rest of the year from April to November.
And for anyone that's interested in attending, is there a trick to getting an invitation?
There
is. Is it to buy a lot of wine? Get on the list.
Get on the list. Get on the list. Come in, speak to us. Tell us what your interests are. We'll take your name, your details, and we'll add you to that mailing list.
There you go. That's Eamon Darling from Tops at Lifestyle. And we'll be back in a week's time with more Wine of the Week.